This is Shadow the Darkness live radio broadcast. Welcome tonight. This is November the 24th. Listen, this time period has gone by so fast, I don't know about you. After six conferences and speaking engagements this year so far, and then all of the broadcasts and things that we're doing right now, we are busy. I know some of you write and say, man, you are busy, and you're right, we are, and we're trying to sharpen how we do it all. We really are, but we're glad that you're here right now. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Hundreds and hundreds of MP3s and downloads for everybody. Welcome to all those who are brand new coming into the show. You may have been prayed into this show. That's right. You may have been prayed right into the audience, and whether live right now, satellite, internet, radio, or the archives all over the world. We're praying that Russians are coming to the archives and the Chinese are coming to the archives. And we have all across, India and Malaysia and the Philippines and Japan. Well, listen, all over the world. And we've counted up to about 90 countries total in the downloads of the archives across the board. So we're just going to simply say again, welcome to thousands and thousands of you. And we have been placing our hands on the map of the world. We have the listing of every single nation where there are individuals like you downloading. And we are simply praying God's grace, God to advance the cause of Christ. And that's all about saving and healing and delivering and bringing God's rescue to every life. That is the will of God. That is the heart of God. That is the passion of God. I've said this before, maybe not lately here live, but I've said this many times. God loves you. God knows you. And there is no one else that wants you more. God wants you. And you can come to know God in a, personal. We're not talking about force and energies and powers, and though God has force and energy and power and incredible works, yes. But it's all about the relationship, knowing God personally. And that's the centrality. Listen, I've walked in knowing Jesus, knowing God, now for over 35 years, and that's what it's all about, a relationship. And there could be difficult things all around us. We are involved in so many things right now. So I have to seek God's wisdom and God's grace. But I know that this 1 hour on a Wednesday night, the day before Thanksgiving even, whether you're going to listen live or not, I want you to know that I pray over this specific hour, this specific message. And I really desire God to bring his message to your heart. If you're lost, I have no bones about it. I'd love for you to come to Christ. Know God personally. That's why I'm out here. And if you know the Lord, which many, many of you do, I'm grateful for your comments, grateful for your emails and your prayers. Listen, I love it when individuals write to me saying, we are praying for you. And so please join us. Join us in praying for the exposure of evil, for the rescue of victims. Join us in praying for the bringing down of the ancient high place at the Bohemian Grove. Join us in praying for exposure in political, military, in the economic systems where really that Luciferian lethal force is operative. And all of that involves in praying again for lives to come to Christ. Now, every single believer, heads up. The second chapter of Timothy. When the Spirit of God says, with urgency and by first priority, we're to be praying for all people with all kinds of prayers and requests and intercession. We're to be praying for the salvation of even all of those in leadership, kings and everyone, government. And the kings listed there, whether you look back at Psalm 2 or forward into the book of Revelation, it's all involving the political military leadership of the world. They are the primary targets of the dark side. They will be the primary platform of globalism and all that it brings to the world. So we have been given the heads up in advance to pray, and so join in that. I might in January just have a setup for praying this way and bringing the answers. I know that wherever you are, and even if you listen to this a week later, even if you listen to it clear over there in Kiev, in a download, I know one thing. God is there, and Christ loves you, and that God can summon you and reach you. And I would even pray for God to bring healing, help, deliverance, extraordinary things. In the name, Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. And we're here. We're just here to say we love you. Now, I'm going to get ready tonight. I get to eat some turkey tonight, and we're having a little thing together for some folks that we haven't seen for a while. And then tomorrow over at Family, we're going to do another one. So, man, I've already been doing the workout today. I'm going to do the workout tomorrow. And I've got a goal, and I haven't reached it, but we're trying to get very, very healthy. Listen, welcome again to all of you to Shatter the Darkness, the broadcast, the live broadcast. We're glad to be here Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss a live show, you can always go to the archives. We also have the weekend preemption broadcast, and the Ragged Edge will be back later on this, well, in the beginning of December, actually. So take a look at the website, shatterthedarkness.net, hundreds and hundreds of downloads. It was great to be with Dave Schrader, Darkness Radio. Appreciated the allowability to share there. And also with Aaron Dankins on Call the Decision. That's Pastor Butch Paul's usual radio program. But Aaron was great in leading all the questions, and it was great to have the live call-in discussions from around the nation. So we appreciate that. But here we are on a Wednesday night, and here is the title: The Tick of the Prophetic Clock, Examining Future History in Light of Current Trends. Now, this is so vital. I go over it again and again. We're trying to finish out the book and have it out there as soon as possible, called Seeing into the Future. And I'm going to tell you what, it deals with the content that is infallible, irrevocable, that is proven, that is detailed, that gives future human history in detailed accuracy. I mean, it brings it down to what nations are going to do, what Satan's going to do, what God is going to do, what human beings are going to do and be doing, what they're going to be saying, how they're going to be feeling. I mean, you cannot get more accurate and detailed. I mean, it's not just that it's accurate, it's the content. God could have overloaded us with hundreds of books of prophecies that deals with every minute thing. But God has given us a selective account of the most important issues, and it is a crying shame that we don't know it as well as we should. I'm going to tell you someone that does know the prophetic scripture. Hold on to your seats. Hold on to your wigs. Don't let your teeth come out. Satan knows prophetic biblical revelation probably more than most. In the viewing of scripture and Satan's response to prophecy and prophetic events, it's like he's already on the field waiting for them to occur, trying to annihilate either the recipients or the actual event. It's as if he's trying to outrun prophecy, but it reveals that he knows that what God says will happen, will happen. That in a aggressive spiritual warfare, preemptive strike, I mean, listen, this is all demonstrated clearly, Revelation 12, when we have the prediction out of the Old Testament, hundreds of prophecies, sad to know that many did not realize, massive communication about the coming of God in human flesh, massive communication out of all the Old Testament, all of it dealt with the coming of Messiah, the coming of a Savior, the coming of a Redeemer, and all that he would be and all that he would do. And so there are so many prophetic revelations, let's call them prophetic dots, that could have been added together in the Old Testament to get this great big picture. And actually, if you look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, it clearly says that the prophets of old, with great intensity and care, led by the Spirit of Christ, before he ever got here, they examined that prophetic content. They were looking for the times and circumstances. And that was an excellent pursuit, dealing with infinitely revealed future events. And this involved the Savior of the world. This involved the event that is the most spiritually explosive and needed. Well, yeah, that old rugged cross, a sinless Savior, the blood of Christ, what was done in the death and in the resurrection. It's amazing. It's amazing that millions of New Agers are missing it. It's amazing that physicists and theoretical physicists and all of what would seem to be very intelligent researchers, whether the University of Arizona, you know, they're looking for the extra dimensional entities. So many are channeling and engaging, just like prophetic scripture said, whether 2,600 years ago in Daniel, or 2,000 years ago, Matthew 24, Jesus says it. We can go over there to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the panoramic view. But I'm taking you right now to Revelation 12. And this is an enormous panoramic past, you know, and present and future revelation. It is massive in scope. And it's the only time that Satan, in the full force of his presence, is designated the dragon, or the Greek word megas, huge dragon. This is the Spirit of God in advance giving the picture of the full manifest force and the final pinnacle of the dark side's operations in the world. Now, you can see in verse 1 the great and wondrous sign. And it's talking about Israel in the beginning. And it's talking about, in verse 2, about the conception and the birth of Christ. So this massive, great, and wondrous sign is about Israel. It's literally about Mary and her pregnancy. But it's really about the Spirit of God causing the conception, as the angel told Mary. And God coming into the world in human flesh. Now imagine that, God in human flesh. Now that's what the Gnostics, that's what the New Agers, that's what, you know, Hindu pantheistic spirituality can't grasp. And they keep going to the lesser, to the lower, and to the alternative. Finite spirits can't produce what God, the infinite God, has done. Nor can they stop it. So there was this enormous picture, verse 1 and 2, of Israel, Mary, the birth of God in human flesh, Emmanuel, in Isaiah 700 years in advance. And not only the virgin with child, but the son of will be born, and the descriptions, but Isaiah 53, the cross. But now verse 3, another sign appeared. Notice again the word sign. Did you see it? And here again is the Spirit of God in a prophetic pictorial form, giving communication that would be easily remembered. Each piece of prophetic picture is packed with communication. You have in verse 3 another sign, a megas red dragon. It is just simply an enormous or a huge red dragon. Now, we are now referring to the full regime. Everybody talks about the Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists, the Rothschilds, the secret, you know, government, the shadow government, shadow military. Listen, shadow government, military, and religion is where it's at. And shadow, deep shadow in the economic realm. So this is the underbelly that we talk about. This is the under the carpet that we're talking about. And let me tell you something. Before the Antichrist has the apocalypse, the unveiling to the world, you and I must understand that there's got to be decades of development, not only his birth, his growing up, and at the very least, I would say 30 years. Maybe he'll come out as he's 50. 50 years. It could be he's around 50 years prior. At the very least, 30 years, which means what? The massive event, global event sign issues are about to break loose. that we're no longer on the progressive incremental development. We're no longer in that luciferic evolutionary development, but instead the event. And once the first global event occurs, nothing will stop the rest all the way to Armageddon. So we have this huge red dragon. Now, you take a look and you'll see the definition. Dragon, 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 all the way through this chapter. The dragon in the sense of the sign of its presence as connected inseparably to the regime. The regime is inseparably connected. I mean, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the regime, it's all there. And maybe we place too much emphasis just on the Antichrist. Just think about it. If it was just the Antichrist rising by himself, well, that's not what does it. And then there's the false prophet. But we have a regime. Literally, political, military, economic. And at the bottom of that funnel would be the spiritual. All really luciferic. They're really engaged with the entity, the fallen cherub, the dragon, Lucifer. They are really clothed in the powers that the demons from him would give them. They really are in real worship. That is the cone, the center of the powers. That's where the powers are in the priestess level. Now listen, if the Antichrist has already been born and alive, maybe he's around 30 years old, then please understand the false prophet is. And also understand that the two witnesses of God that will also appear, they're out there too then. Now, when I speak to you and you're listening, I would say that most of you clearly know that the time is short. Conference in St. Louis, conference in Nashville, conference in Michigan, conference in Ohio, conference in Mansfield, Ohio. At all these conferences and in the last 10 years when I've been doing conferences and speaking engagements, teaching training courses in other churches, I've asked again and again for those involved in the conferences and courses and seminars, how many believe that we're about at the end of history? All the hands go up, usually. How many believe we have 10 years or more? Maybe a few hands go up. How many believe that 10 years or less? A lot of hands go up. Then when I ask, especially this year and all those conferences out there, and maybe some of you from Nashville, St. Louis, and Ohio and Michigan are all listening. So let me say hi to Cindy and Bill. Let me say hi to Tom. Let me say hi to Sam. And let me say hi to Lynn and Gary and so many of you from those places. They, to me, in my view, were historic. They really were. And I'm glad that so much of it is on the web from those conferences. But when I asked the question in the last conference when Tom Horn was here and other speakers were here, I was a little astounded when I said, how many here believe we have less than 5 years? The majority of the hands went up. In this chapter, which is a massive prophetic that goes to the past as far as God's development in Israel, God's proclamation of the coming, his visitation, Emmanuel, Messiah, coming as Savior of the world. This ties in the old up to the coming of the cross, and everything from that time, and then the future that we haven't yet entered into. So I would suggest to you, maybe over the weekend, maybe you have some time tomorrow, and you haven't fallen asleep from the tryptophan and the turkey, maybe that you can do a detailed study, because Revelation 12, even in pictorial form, listen now, is a massive panoramic view with enormous detailed communication. When I listen to Coast to Coast a lot, when I listen to many other radio stations and try to get the, you know, and all the different research that we do, and listening to you and listening to individuals writing and listening at the conferences and listening to the Spirit of God, let me tell you something, that there is urgency, there is a great clarity that everyone, and I'm going to say instead of millions, billions, in India, in Russia, around the world, it is felt in the air. You can feel it in the air, like I've been saying all this time. You can feel it that way. Yes, you can feel it spiritually in the air. Because why? The prince of the power of the eros, the air, the atmosphere, the presence is there, manifesting as never before. It is getting spiritually thick to where billions feel a ominous darkness. That's what Revelation 12 is heads up about. Again, dealing with Israel, dealing with literally Mary, dealing with the Virgin, dealing with the fulfillment accurately, again, of prophecy of the Savior. But instantly, because it's all in the context of spiritual warfare. Stop for a second and think of 1 John 3:8. The reason the Son of God appeared, that is, coming into the world in physical form, was to destroy the devil's work. Or think about Jesus saying, "And I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail." Or Jesus saying to the disciples, Luke 10, and you included as a believer, "I have given you authority to trample on the entire demonic side of things and overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you." Or think about the Spirit of God pressing the issue on believers. Put on the full armor of God. Your war is not against flesh and blood. Though it manifests in events of life, circumstances, and it manifests in, and increasingly so, in the political, military, economic realms, in the alternative, counterfeit spiritual realms, please understand that it is the very core of it all. A spiritual war. And I'm going to tell you right now, whether you're as a believer, whether you're whether you are aware and are ramped up and ablaze for God and prepared to do the mission of God and alert concerning your enemy that prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking you to devour, whether you are acute spiritually, aware, let me just say it this way, Romans, I love it, chapter 12, verse 11, we're commanded by the Spirit of God. Never be lacking in zeal. Spoude. Every fiber of your being. It's a word used in the Greek wrestling and games and where they used every muscle and every tendon and every ounce of themselves to win. And God says, never be lacking in that kind of zeal, that kind of effort. Burning in the Spirit, ablaze in the Spirit, serving the Lord. So ablaze for God. It is absolutely essential to know what time it is, to be fruitful, to be protected, to make impact. Can I ask you a question? Don't you want to do? I got three questions at the end of this today. Three questions. And I believe the Spirit of God is going to literally strike a lot of us in these three questions. I want God to make me evaluate myself based on these three questions coming up. But let's take a look again. Revelation 12, it is astounding. When we have the picture instantly in the beginning, verses 1 and 2 of Messiah, of God in human flesh, we have instantly the revelation of the huge red dragon. Look at the inseparable connection, though. With seven heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns. This goes back to Daniel. This involves the political, military, economic power system. The platform by which the full force of Satan's presence and power will be manifest into the world. Now it goes again to, look at verse 4. His tail swept a third of the stars, referring to the angels. As a matter of fact, this gives a revelation. See when it says that he flung them to the earth by a controlling force. That's the idea. The rebellion in the heavenlies, Ezekiel 28, it has everything to do with your personal life right now. If you're lost, this entity I'm talking about has rights over you. If you're saved, you're his enemy. And you are in the, well, at this point in history, the largest manifested buildup in all of history. Only, but let me say it this way clearly, we see nothing yet. I mean, what's to come is, I'm saying, a thousand times more demonstrative than even what we see now. So now we're dealing with God's purpose in Israel and Messiah, the revelation of the huge dragon and his entire system, a regime. It is political, it is military, it is economic. Let me tell you, if you're political, let me tell you if you're military, let me tell you if you are in the economic world. And may God bring the billionaires to this table. And military leaders and political individuals to this table. Let me tell you right now, you are the number one targets. And it will be an incremental approach, decades long, in developing. Now please understand, when the Antichrist comes to the surface, per se, apocalypse of Anthroposonamos, his regime has to be in place worldwide. The leaders, the pyramid of leadership in the political, the military, the economic, it all has to be in place also. So if the Antichrist is born and out there, maybe around 30 years old, and the false prophet is there, I'm going to tell you right now that the regime, maybe even those that would listen and monitor the show or have their, you know, lackeys monitor it. I know some sub-personalities that won't like that. But monitor it and send the information and continue to target future resistors and threats to that coming regime. Now, we say this in the biblical world, the Luciferic Antichrist, the Luciferic false prophet, but the Luciferic political, military, and economic. Now, don't just see it as a machine. There is no machine. There is no political system, military system, economic system without the individuals. When you read Revelation chapter 12, in reference to the full manifest presence of the dark side, it's described this way: huge red dragon, but with and inseparable from the seven heads, the ten horns, the seven crowns. That is all about individuals, the nations, and their authorities. This is all about the rise that of a shadow. I'm telling you now that it is my opinion that Antichrist, the false prophet, are already alive and they've been operative for maybe 30 years or more. I'm telling you that in my opinion, and based on biblical revelation, the regime is inseparable, which means this: political, economic, and military global leaders are in league with our wittings. There may be a whole host of unwittings, but the wittings are in place. Those who know what they are and what they're all about, they're in place. Now, when I deal with the undergrounders, they know that they know that they're part of this regime. They know that they know they're here to create the anarchy and the chaos and be the enforcers when the Antichrist rises. They know this. I've said already, when it comes to the, quote, chosen ones, you want a good read? There's a book called The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. 664 pages. There's nothing out like it yet, and I'll be adding to it soon. I really hope you'll get a hold of it. Shatterthedarkness.net, you'll see it there listed on the left. You go to theblackawakening.com, and there's video when I did a 45-minute speech on this issue. It's all condensed in a speech down at the Mind Control Conference in Ghent, West Virginia, a few years ago. There's a one-hour introduction. But I'm telling you the content where I've tried to lay out in detail. Out of 200 or more prophetic books, I see a lot of great stuff, but none of this content's there yet. And we want to add more detail, and that's what I'm doing actually in this session today, the day before Thanksgiving. But that's all right. I will enjoy, and I have enjoyed, I'm going to enjoy the food tonight. I'm going to enjoy company. I'm going to enjoy things that are going on. Though I have pressures around us. Though we have challenge and issues. Though we have engagement with, so many things involving the feds and law enforcement and crime and called in vain. You know, there's all kinds of things around, but you know what? In Christ, yes, he is a solid rock. His presence, his power, his grace. There's the centrality. So it's not a talk show that's just going to put out the conspiracy. It's not a talk show that's just going to simply reveal maybe even individuals who are political, military, economic, Luciferians, and they know it. Now I'm going to say this. If they know it, they've already, they have been to deep ritual. They know the super soldier programmed sleepers. And I gave a message on this, and I'm trying to alarm you by the sheer numbers. Four generations now. Not just those who are 58, but those in 42 and in their 30s and 20s. And we have four generations of those who have been transmuted, split, programmed, demonized, empowered, trained to be the creators of the anarchy, chaos, and the collapse of the nations. Oh, and they're going to be hunting down and assassinating those who are resistors. And perceived to be. And out of all of the dust and the smoke of all of that, and the counterfeit, lying, murderous, antichrist, fake savior to the world, who brings fake peace, well, guess what? They will also be here, probably third and fourth generation of these chosen ones. They'll be here to enforce the edicts, laws, and commands. On a tiny scale, Hitler couldn't have done it without the SS and the troops, and he couldn't have done it without the military and the economic system. You've got to understand that this enormous red dragon with seven heads and 10 horns and seven crowns, you've got to get the picture of the most powerful political system in human history, the most powerful military system in human history, the most authority, which means that it becomes the largest doorway, the largest platform for the fullest, largest, broadest manifestation of the satanic, direct satanic presence, direct satanic methodology, direct satanic agenda. It will never get higher than this. When the great chaos brings the slaughter and the collapse of nations, and there is a rise of the Antichrist. Everybody's got their eyes on the Antichrist. Fine, that's right. There's massive biblical revealed detail profiling. Talk about profiling. We've been given a massive profile. I'm working on 55 hours of every shred of biblical revelation on that issue right now. The profile of the Antichrist. But don't lose sight of the rest. That's part of what we do a lot of times. We can talk about Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Yes, he is. We can talk about the millennium, the rapture, the great white throne judgment. Sure. All three of those events, when it comes to the content or the amount of biblical prophecy, pale in comparison to the massive biblical prophecy of what the dark side will be doing. In the progressive sense, up to the first and all the events, everything from the great chaos on involves the global impacting events. So listen, when the great chaos is unleashed, the Black Awakening as they call it, please don't email me and say, is this it? When the VTech shooter went around doing all he did. Is this it, Russ? I got emails. Is this it? Has it begun? Well, no, because when the triggering or activation, obviously when the restrainer is removed and this rebellion, this revolt is unleashed, please understand, it will be nationwide. You won't have to ask me. For the thousands and the hundreds, literally, of thousands of those who've downloaded the content on this material so far, worldwide. I do definitely sense the providence and destiny of God in urgently getting this stuff out. I would ask all of you who are able, you know, link this. We're giving everything we got on the web, hundreds and hundreds, the courses, the training, all of it now, everything absolutely free. There's an urgency. Everybody knows the event, Black Awakening, chaos, anarchy, whatever you want to call it, it is coming. That will be the kickoff of the last 7 years, literally. Inseparable from the apocalypse, the unveiling of the Antichrist. But listen, that kicks off, and that's just only a part, a small. If you're building a puzzle and you have 100 pieces, we've got three or four large pieces that we're talking about. And when you put the three large pieces or four large pieces or five or six or maybe 20 large pieces down, you got a pretty good picture. But we got to get the rest of the pieces, and that's part of what we're doing today. Because of the regime. When everybody talks about the conspiracy, it is a conspiracy. God says it is, all the way back in Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire? Now, the Hebrew word, there is the sense that it's also the idea of raging. A behind-the-scenes raging conspiracy. The peoples referring again to the masses and the nations and then the kings. So there's a questioning. God, 3,000 years ago, is already sending out the communication to the political, economic, military, to the nations, to the globe. Christians, Psalm 2 is meant to be a communication to the globe right now. We should be expounding on it, speaking it, preaching it. One wonders whether when the two witnesses get here, whether they'll use Psalm 2. God's preemptive and redemptive prophetic revelation concerning the peoples, the nations, and the kings, and what they're going to be conspiring together in a very emotional, I mean, the sense of rage. And that sense of emotional, dark, heated rage is connected here to Revelation 12. Verse 12. God says, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe. Now see that the words, you know, W-O-E, that should be screamed out. And we find it through the book of Revelation all over the place. You got to take a pin sometime and circle that word, woe. Because that's connected to billions dying. That's connected to the abyss. That's connected to it's connected to all of the devastating events that even Jesus himself warned that would be so unequal in all of history or in future history that unless he cut those days short, annihilation would occur. Check it out, Matthew 24. That's what would occur. But I'm going to connect you here in verse 12, Revelation 12:12, with Psalm 2. It says here concerning the dragon, the ancient serpent. You know, we have all these books that are New Agers and esoterics and others are writing about the shining serpent, the serpent, you know, all this kind of stuff. But listen, the revelation of it shows the sentient on a level of, when I say intelligence, dark intelligence, obviously Satan has a brain, the idea of a brain, a mind, calculating. Obviously there is will, the five eye wills, what he said he would do, how he would ascend. This is what he said. This is what he spoke. It all was spawned inside of him. That's where it all began, inside. And then in verse 12, it says this, in reference to this enormous red dragon, in reference to Satan himself. He is filled with fury. Please get this down. He is filled with fury. He is filled with rage. The reason why? Listen now carefully. Because he knows that his time is short. Now again, if I ask you and those of you that download all over the world, how about some of you in Russia? How about some of you in China emailing me and telling me what you think? How about some of you there in Malaysia and the Philippines and in Mumbai? Maybe even in the United Arab Emirates. Maybe that's military folks downloading. That's okay. Maybe those way up high in the frozen tundra, way up there in Alaska. Maybe in Santiago. Maybe in Kenya, Johannesburg, Greece, Italy. There's got to be, whether Cardinals or somebody, one building or two buildings over from the Vatican, you've been downloading our stuff. God says, concerning Satan, and again, please understand this, hear me now. What I'm quoting right now involves maybe the future. I'm not saying that Satan's not filled with fury now, but when you look at the panoramic view of what we're seeing here in this chapter, the war in heaven, Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and they lost, hurled down. Description of the great dragon. Now, I'm not saying the great dragon. That's the word of God. The huge, humongous, globally manifesting system. I'm going to say the fallen cherub and all of the entities, all of those that are like him, fallen angels, demons, whatever you want to call. That's not my debate right now. I'm saying there's a collective. There's a domain, a given place of authority. It is the immediate, dense atmosphere globally. It's all global. It's all going global. Global, global, global. We mentioned that. Everybody mentions that. Because that is one of the major, major signs. Psalm 2 is addressing the global pursuit of peoples, nations, and kings that have reached the day of Armageddon. Psalm 2 is the message prior to Armageddon, and its ultimate engagement is actually the day of Armageddon. Because it's prophesying that peoples and nations and the kings, political, military, economic leaders, that they're gathering together to make their stand against God and against the Lord's Christ. That's exactly what occurs, Revelation 19, 19. The gathering together is exactly what occurs, Revelation 16, by a richly release, a planetary wave, manifested wave of spiritual presence. So the New Agers that are getting from their ascended masters, the New Agers that are hearing from the Great White Brotherhood, the New Agers that are channeling a message that a global spiritual wave that is coming, you're hearing from the dark side their version of it. Hear God's version of it. It is a release on a planetary scale of dark entities that emit their energy, presence, power, and miraculous work to draw the already prepped military, political, economic, the peoples in mass, the nations as a whole, gather them, a spiritual swooping in, a spiritual hand going out, simply grabbing all of what has already received the mark and worship the image. Gathering them there for the day of Armageddon so they can raise their weapons and all of the technology and all of the spiritual science technology compared. All of it brought together to raise the weapons into the sky to, believe it or not, kill God. And I'm going to say right now that all the undergrounders that understand that, even those who have written me to say, can't wait to Armageddon, Russ, they're looking forward to Armageddon. Do you understand that deep Luciferians, the Whittings, whether political, military, economic, the priests and priestesses in the lower realms where the powers are channeling through. They all already know the need for Armageddon and are moving in that direction. Why do you think there is this bit by bit progressive revelation of super soldier, transhumanism, transgenics, trans spirituality, transmutation? In the future, the largest super soldier military program demonized. You can add in transhumanism, transgenics, trans-spirituality. They're there on the field. And some of you that are in military or going to be recruited in military, you are the targets. They want you in. I scream out to military leaders, military science, you know, mil lab scientists, to DARPA, to all of those creating weapons, planetary defense weapon systems, anything that involves mind control and spiritual acquisition and super soldiering, energies that you don't understand are connected to entities. Who do you think is going to develop the mark or that actual image, like a technology with spirit in it that comes alive? Who do you think is going to develop that? It will be communicated from the spirits, the entities, into the new Lucifer, listen, the new Satanized, you know, science and technologies. Some of you being carried on a wave, you have no understanding. Ingo Swann had no understanding when he received in his head thoughts about how he can mesh out coordinate remote viewing. He had no idea. Sitting in that pool. Go read SciSpy's, go read Mars's book. But you're only getting a little glimpse, that little frog in the kettle evolutionary approach to what's coming. And I'm saying that if we look at this chapter here, we see this enormous, it is a spiritual war, it is a battle. Please, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you will either be a weak, hidden, you know, chicken little hiding out there, or you will be what God has desired and designed you to be. Immovable, unstoppable, powerful, growing. In the future. Verse 11, chapter 12. Many of you believers listening right now, this is your destiny. Verse 11, they overcame him. They overcame the huge red dragon, the system, all of it. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. Sink this into your heart's teeth. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. There will be believers marching into this fearless of death. They're not going to shrink back. They will be filled with Christ, clothed with the power of God, walking out there, fearing nothing, standing for Christ. They'll stand on the power of the blood that all of hell shakes over. Satan shakes over. Every demon cast out of a possessed human being shook over the blood of the Lamb. Let's say it again. The blood of Jesu Christu, Yahweh Adonai, the blood, sinless, pure, blood of God, the blood of Christ. New Agers don't even understand this. Old Aryans, Black Flame, super soldiers, bloodlined undergrounders, you understand it. Nephilim seekers, you understand this. But you've got the wrong blood. Destined for death, destined for hell, destined for the lake. I'm still here. Are you still here? Future prophecy about believers that will become so powerful that the Greek word Nike, decisive victory, decisive and final victory over the dragon by the blood of the Lamb. by the word of their testimony, their proclamation of Christ, their confession of Christ, their witness of Christ. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be my witnesses. Evaluate the power of your witness, soul-winning witness for Christ. In the context of the book of Acts, the idea witness literally means a growing, fruit-bearing, eventually unstoppable, soul-winning witness for Christ. Referring to these kind of believers in the future, in what should be right now, they didn't love their lives so much, so as to shrink. Death? What does that mean for the real believer? We're all going to die. We're all going to physically die. I mean, unless, of course, the Lord comes and the dead in Christ rises first and we were alive. Harpezo, snatched up, glorified instantly. Immortal, indestructible bodies because of the blood of Jesus at that old rugged cross. Goodness, Christian, are we thankful for something? In the midst of all the current trends, all the current issues, all the political stuff, all of the junk, can we stand with an infallible, indestructible hope coming out of our mouths, the word of our testimony? I pray to God tonight. I pray to God all day tomorrow, in all the family meetings and all the places that we go, that a great testimony of a Savior, of a healer, of a deliverer, of God, of a present help in time of trouble, of a throne of grace that we're called to come to with boldness, freedom of access. Do you have anything to say about your Savior? Do you have anything to say about God? Look at the darkness and all of its depths fully in all. You don't have to run from it. You don't have to cower down to the huge red dragon, to the regime, to the full presence of demonized super soldiers. You don't have to bow down to anything, because the blood of the Lamb, the living presence of God, the Holy Spirit's inside of you, and you stand there without fear. Check it out in Philippians as luminaries. By that fearlessness and by that sheer power of God emanating out of your life and the word of testimony that wields the power of God. Listen, will that not bring testimony? It'll bring their anger. So what? Let them be angry, then die and go to hell. That's their destiny, isn't it? You stand for Christ. Stephen didn't lose the thing, Spirit of God and glory all over him, to where his face physically shone like that of an angel. Glory was coming off of it. They all saw it, as he saw God in the high order of Trinity. Yahweh Adonai, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Jesus Christ. To the Luciferians that get this, don't be so stupid to hang on to what you cannot keep. To gain what God wants you to have, and you cannot lose. You want to lose your soul? You want to be a witting, embracing the fallen serpent? You want to revel in the huge red dragon? The political regime, the military regime, the economic. See, that picture there in verse 2 is of the global political governmental side of it, the military side of it, the economic side of it, and it's inseparable. It's one big machine. It is hidden. It is among us right now. It's in the United States. It's deeply in the belly of the beast in Europe. It's in Russia. They have had 6 to 7 decades to plant the regime. The old ones in their 80s, some of them are dying off. They want to see the day. The younger ones, well, it just keeps getting larger and larger and larger. And it's and that which is built in supernaturally laced secrecy, knowing how they are operating their system, it's all to be done covert at first. It's all progressive, covert, frog-in-the-kettle approach, deception of the world. But then it's the events. Let me tell you quickly again what prophetic revelation like Revelation 12. I would have to take like 5 hours to go through verse by verse. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should start the book of Revelation and spend, you know, an hour going through a few verses at a time and really, really get us down to understanding. It's a thrill to read Revelation. God promises a threefold blessing to those who hear, those who read it out loud, those who take to heart. Revelation 1, it brings in the quotation of Daniel. You ever read that? Let me give you Revelation chapter 1 in the beginning, where the Spirit of God combines 2,600 years ago Daniel's prophecy in reference to the Luciferic globalists' political, economic, military, and the masses of people that embrace that side. And the scripture, the Holy Spirit says, out of the book of Daniel, now in the book of Revelation, now I'm quoting, look or behold, he, in reference to Christ, Revelation 19, he is coming with the clouds. Isn't that what the angels said in Acts chapter 2? Or one in Acts chapter 1 in the ascension, when all those disciples were looking up, hey, this same Jesus who's gone up into the clouds, ascending, he's going to be descending in the clouds. It's consistent. And here's what it says, and every eye, now we're referring to now those left on the earth. We're referring now to maybe towards the very last year, all the way up to maybe even Armageddon. We're referring to hundreds of millions in preparation gathered together supernaturally to destroy the Son of God. Here's what it says about that. Every eye will see, and listen, I'm talking to the Luciferians, I'm talking to the sub-personalities and those super soldiers out there. If you're here on that day, you are damned and doomed and it's over. But don't forget, someone, the Holy Spirit of God, God appealing through me, has tried to reach you now. Prophetic scripture used redemptively here. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn. Why all the peoples of the earth will mourn? Because all the believers, without question, I'm not going to argue the timing, but it's very clear by the time of Armageddon, all believers have been taken out of the world, glorified, there in verse 14, Revelation 19. If you're a believer, you are prophetically placed in Scripture already, Revelation 19, 14. The armies of God, dressed in white, redemptive clothing, white horses, victory. We're descending down, back down to the earth from which we were, well, raptured up from. Harpezo, snatched up from, glorified, immortal, indestructible bodies, coming down. Amazing, isn't it? Well, listen, I've run out of time. We're at the end of the show here, and I simply say, God bless you. Listen, Russ Dizdar here. We'll finish more tomorrow on this same subject. Remember us in prayer. And hey, we need you. Remember us as a whole on the support issue. God bless you. Good night.